Okay, we're on Yud Shayin Amud Aleph, the bottom. Tanya Kavash the Rav. The Ramachokesh, Rav and Levi, whether that which Yoshi ben Yoezer was made, that the Mashkin and the Beis HaMikdash are Tahar, was she referring only to the Mashkin and the slaughterhouse of the Beis HaMikdash, which includes Dam and Mayim, or he was also including all the Mashkin with the Mizbeach, which includes also wine and oil. So Rav said, Davka, the blood and the water, and Levi said, even the wine and the oil. So now we have a braisa like Rav. Adam v'hamayim, Mashke beis mitbuchaya, the blood and the water, which are the liquids in the slaughterhouse in the Azara, shenitmu, if they became tamei, bein bekalim, bein bekarka, tahorim. Doesn't make a difference if they were in a kli, or if they were in their natural place in the ground. They're tar. Rabin Shimon Omer bekalim tmeim, bekarka tahorim. And Rab Shimon says that in kalim they're tamei, but in karka they're tar. See Rashi? Why this is like Rav? Rab Shimon Omer bekalim tmeim, Rab Shimon latamei, da Omer la'eo tumas mashkin d'oraisa, va'afilu latamei acherim. Kedetanya gabi sofik mashke latamei acherim, Rab Shimon Omer be'ochlin tamei, hilkach be'mashke beis mitbachaya la'motsu rabbonu latarino. So here we see, first of all, from this braisa, a machlokis, by mashke beis mitbachaya, whether what's it called, first of all, the Tanakama holds that mashke beis mitbachaya, not mitbachaya, not other liquids, just blood and water are tar. Bein bekelim, bein bekarka. And Rav Shimon argues, he holds that because that Tana holds, like Rav, that there's no such thing as tumas mashkin in Atara. And therefore, they weren't, there's only Drabanan, and in the Beis HaMikdash they weren't gosher. And therefore they're tar. Rav Shimon holds that there is tuma of mashkin min haTorah, even to be matamei others. Right, therefore, the Rabbanan could not be matur mashke beis mitbachaya. So why then bekarka is a tohar? So the Gemara is going to discuss why mashkin bekarka is tohar. If tumas mashkin is d'oraisa, then how could they take away the tuma even bekarka by mashke beis mitbachaya? So that the Gemara is going to discuss. But we have here the Maisa Tanakama, who says that the only thing they were matayer in the Beis HaMikdash Mashkin was mitbochaya, not mitbochaya. And Mashke Beis mitbochaya, the wine and the oil, are taka tamei midrabbanan. The karka tahorin, ulakama matargim le'amayim, udeikra dias. Later on, the Gemara will say the reason it's tar, because it's talking specifically about water, and it's talking with a zerivius of water. The ika toris mikva alo alamachdin v'tziroros, because that min haTorah is a kosher mikva to tovel pins and needles. The midiraisa lo makabli tuma, that's not makabel tuma midiraisa anywhere. A mikva, it says yiatar. Mikva itself is always tar. So even though liquids are makabel tuma min haTorah, that's where they're not in the ground, and what's it called, and have a din of a mikvah. Kedirsiv mikvah mayim yator. Uravis have your mikvah medoraisa. The smallest mikvah in Atar is a revis. Dechik siv arboim soa ba'odamu dechsiv. The fact that you need arboim soa is only if a person wants to be tovah. Then you need arboim soa. It has to be water that an average person's body can go into at one time. But min haTorah, even for anything small, anything that will cover that thing, as long as there's at least a revius, is a mikvah. Less than revius can't be. but anything from Revius on, as long as it'll cover the thing that you're toveling, that's a mikveh. The kivin to be alma midoraisa lo mitamu, since min haTorah, water that's a mikveh can't become tameh. For Rabbanan who the bottle leaves the mikveh, shelo yat bilu kelim b'poshen rabbanim shlo. The Rabbanan came along and they said, we're not allowing you to be tovel anything in a mikveh less than 40 shah. But min haTorah, this is a bona fide mikveh which is Torah. Kedamrin ben Nozer, eser reviosein, uparachin v'ikra revius the mikveh, meshanin bar minha, dahi the bottle Rabbanan. The Gemara in Nozer says that there's 10 things that revius is significant to them. And the Gemara says, how about the fact that the mikveh is revius? The Gemara says, Rabbanan v'vakala, perishloshaminim. The Tanya Nami, Zaklau, Kol Shadam Tovable Yadayim, the Kalim, Tovlinbo. The Gazru Tuma, Apal Mashkim Shibakarko, Kol Kamadavi Botsmer Boim Saw. The Rabbanan said that even Mashkim in the ground, which are really a Mikvin or Tar, Mid Rabbanan, they're Tame unless it's 40 Saw. Because they took away the din of being Tovel at anything less than 40 Saw completely. That's only Rabbinic. Minatora, it's a bona fide mikveh, anything more than a revius that's in the ground, not in a kli. And therefore, Shimon holds that even though water and blood, even in Beis Mitbochaya, is in a kli, is mevatel tuma, because that's Minatora. They couldn't be mevatel tuma in Beis Mitbochaya, but water in the karka that's more than a revius is Torah Minatora. And they weren't gozer on that in Beis Mitbachai, even though they were gozer on it outside. Omer Papa, Afila Laman the Omer, Tumas Mashkim the Oraisa, where Papa comes up with a new sheet. Till now we've said that the only way that Mashke Beis Mitbachai could be taller is if the Tuma outside the Beis HaMikdash is only the Rabbanan by Mashkim. That there's no Tuma the Oraisa on Mashkim. Either for itself, or mitame acherim, whatever you'll say is tohar inside the azara has to really be tohar outside too. Just it's a rabbanan, here the rabbanan took it away. But until now we've said that if tumas mashkim, whatever it would be, for itself or for others, is min haTorah, then the rabbanan could not have made it tohar in Beis Mitbachai. Couldn't take away tumas d'oraisa. The Papa says no. Afilu l'man d'omer, tumas mashkim d'oraisa, Mashke Beis Mitbachaya Hilchasa Gemirala. Even if you hold that Tumas Mashkin is the Oraisa outside the Azara, still there could be a man the Omer who holds that it's Tohar inside the Azara. Why? Because Halacha Mosh Mesimai. It's a Din Oraisa. The same Torah that said Mashkin are Makabal Tuma outside, say the Mashkin are Makabal Tuma in the Azara. It's not a Din Rabbana. It's a Din Oraisa. That's what Rapapa says. Rashi, Hilchus HaGemirah Misinai, Lo Mitamu. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Amar Le Rav Huna, Breder of Nosel Rav Papa. The Elohad, Amar Rav Elazar. Ein Tumah L'Mashkin Kol Iker. But according to you, this thing that Rav Elazar said doesn't make any sense. According to you, what's Pshat Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar said, I'll prove to you that there's no Tumas Mashkin min haTorah at all. Why? Shari Hayed Yossi Ben Yoezer Yisreda Al Mashke Beis Mitbachaya Dochein. Because Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer Yisreda was made that the Mashkin in the slaughterhouse of the Azara are Tar. Now if Mashkin would be Tameh Midoraisa outside, how could the Rabbanan take away Tumah inside? The E Yilchasa Genirova, but according to you, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's possible that it should be Tameh min haTorah outside, and a special Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says that it's Torah inside. Right? The E Hilchos HaGemirah L'Amika Mina Mina. Well, Rabbi Elazar doesn't make any sense. How could you learn from the fact that it's Torah inside the Azara that it's really Torah outside too? It's just, what's it called? It's just a Din D'Rabbanan. The Chara could be a Din D'Oraisa, but it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi, Migamina Minot, the Tumas Shar Mashkim Lav D'Oraisa. How could you learn from here that Tumas Mashkim really is not Minatora? You said that even if Tumas Mashkin is Doraisa, there's a special halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai that's matayarik inside the Azor. The Hechi Maisi Rebbe Lezer Tam and Nilsa Me'acha. According to you, Rapapa, Rebbe Lezer doesn't make any sense. Elamai, it must be that Tanoim understood that the only way Mashke based Mitbuchayim could be Torah is if there's no Tumas Mashkin in our Torah. There's no such halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai. So Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, "V'ho Reb Shimon, do Omer Tumas Mashkin deraisa." Reb Shimon holds that Tumas Mashkin deraisa. We had that brisa before. The Kalim Tmeyim, even Mashke Beishmit Bochay, because really there's Tumas Mashkin in our Torah, and the Rabbanan couldn't have been matarin inside. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Lekelim Tahorim, Leochlin Tmei. Right? That Sotik, Mashkin, is Tamei by Ochlin. And that's Doraisa, because otherwise it wouldn't be Sotik Tamei. The Hachakom, Rabbi Shimon, Lekelim Tmei, and Bekarka Tahorim. And still, Rabbi Shimon holds that Bekarka, inside the Azara, it's Tahor. So, if you see that he can hold Kabbalah's tomb of Mashkin is Doraisa, and still in the Azor, it's okay. Like Rapapa, must be, that's halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai. Like Bekarka, it's okay. The E, Hilchasahi, Mali Bekele, Mali Bekarka. And the Chorin, if it's halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, either way it's shvir. If it's, what's it called, not a halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, then how could it be, Tohar, what's it called, Bekarka? And if it's not a halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, then how could it be, what's it called, either way, why is it Torah, Bekarka? Kasha. You know, Hanami, it's a Kasha. Right? Rapapa. So, Rapapa, no. Rav Shimon is a different thing altogether. Hada Amrish Bekarka Tahorin, Lo Voshtonu Elamai. Papa said that which Rav Shimon said, that Bekarka is Torah, is only by Mayim. It's not a din by Mashkin. It's a din by Mayim. Aval Dam Lo. Umayim no milo amr nela da havi revius. The chosi la hakbu bin machtim vitsinos, like we explained. Aval lo havi revius to meim. It's only because it's a minimal mikvah. That's pshat and Reb Shimon. Shimon holds tumas mashkin as deraisa, and therefore they couldn't have been metayarit in the azora, and therefore it's tamei bekelin. But bekarka, if it's a revius, and it's water, then it's a mikvah, and a mikvah can't become tamei. Even though outside the Azor, they're mavak of that halacha completely. And it's makabal tuma, nidra rabbanan, it's not makabal tuma inside the Azor. Rashi. V'har Rebbe Shimon, to mishum the sphere lay tumas mashkin d'oraisa, ko'amar hocha b'kelim tmei. Rebbe Shimon, who holds that tumas mashkin is d'oraisa, holds that even inside the Azor, it's tamei. Because the rabbanan couldn't have taken away tuma d'oraisa. Mishum de Bishar Mashkim de Oraisa. The Karka Huda Tahorim, Mishum de Gabishar Mashkim de Rabbana. Right? Must be that by Karka it's Tahor, because by other Mashkim it's only the Rabbana. Alma lav halach l'mosh mi-Sinayu. See, going to Rav Shimon, there's no halach l'mosh mi-Sinayu. Because if it be halach l'mosh mi-Sinayu, how could you be machalik between Kalim and Karka? It's all the same thing. That in the Azorah there's no tumah for Mashkin, even though min HaTorah there's tumah for Mashkin outside the Azorah. The Kashi Rapapa, the E Hilchasahi, Mali Bekelim, the Gabishar Mashkin, the Raisa, Mali Bekarka. Kashi Garsina. Hod Rapapa Lab Milsahi. Right? The Chiyamra Lab Adatoi, Veloyoha, Zochel Mishnayas Halalu. Rapapa made a mistake. He didn't remember these Mishnayas, and he said what he said, but it's Hakka was wrong. Omer Rapapa, Hoda Amr Reb Shimon Bekarka Tahorin. Now Rapapa Taka, after he had Charata, explained Reb Shimon properly. But that which Reb Shimon says Bekarka is Tahor, Lo Shomer El Mayim. It's only by Mayim. The Ika Shem Mikva Leim B'Mechubar. Avodam, Ein Bo Chilat Ben Karka LeKelim. But Dam, there's no difference between Karka, Kelim. It's always Tumah. Because some Tumah Deraisa. The Tumah Didei Deraisa Bekarka. Rav Shimon, ki itmor dochein di Yosef ben Yoeser, amayim lechudai itmor, the Avi Revius ke parishta. And when Yosef ben Yoeser said that mashke beis mitbochayit are tahor, he was talking about a Revius in the ground, which normally is tame outside the Azara, and here it's tahor. But every other case, all other mashkim, whether they're bekelim or bekarka, or mayim, bekelim is tame even in the beis hamikdash, even in the beis hamikbachaya, because it's tumah deraisa, the rabbanon couldn't take it away. Shinoro shetovin boim zohar. They are the knitting needles. Avales puravias to midoraisa luchosi lemikva, umidoraisa tmeim af makubar achinami tmei. Less than revias is not does not a mikva, and therefore min haTorah they're like any other mashkim and the makabel tumah. And they're tame even inside beis mitbachaya. But the kaimel on shear tumas mashkin berevius, honey mila the tame ay lechora. It's clear over here that mashkin are makabel tumah even less than revius, because we're talking about water less than revius bekarka is makabel tumah. Lechora, no mashkin is makabel tumah less than revius. Says Rashi, that's only legabe l'tamei acherim. If you don't have revius, it's not matame anything else. But to be matame itself, even less revius, similar to ochlim. There are many who show him whole, ochlim are makabel tumah b'mashahu, but they're not matame less than a kadeya. Same thing over here. Mashkim are makabel tumah b'mashahu, but they're not matame other things unless you have a revius. Avaliyach montveim b'chol shein, kidishman b'taharos, ומאישין לא בגמורה תחול שואה, תום אימי ששוחד, כיוון שיוצא כיפה ראשונה, נקמס בקבאיה. That with liquids, if you squeeze out liquids from something that's tome, the first drop becomes tome as soon as you squeeze it out from the thing, from the food that's tome. You see that even a drop, less than a revius, can become tome. So that halach of revius by Mashkin is only to matame other things. Omar Mar, Rabbi Huda Omer Lechol Tomei. Right, Rabbi Huda says that Mashkim are Matame Kalim. Not only are they Matame Ochlin, they're Matame Kalim too. Lameimra the sub Rabbi Huda, Tumas Mashkim, Matame Tumas Kalim, Deraisa. That even, and therefore even Beis Mitbachaya, it's Tomei. So Matame Kalim means it must be Deraisa. Bosnan. Kol ha-kelim sheyesh lo machurayim v'toch, kegon ha-korim v'ha-ksosos, v'ha-sakim, v'ha-marzufim, nitma tocho, nitma gabo, nitma gabo lo nitma tocho. All kelim that have an outside and an inside, like, a pillow. You fill it up on the inside and has an outside. Ksosos, mattresses also are filled up. Sock has an inside and an outside. Marzufim are saddlebags. So if the inside became tamei, then the outside is also tamei. If the outside became tamei, the inside is not tamei. These are tumas for rabbanim, because min haTorah there's no such thing as tumah that part way. It's either all tamei or it's not tamei at all. These are tumas for rabbanim. Amar Rav Yehuda, pameh dvarim amurim shenitmu machmas mashkin. This halacha only applies if the kelim. If the kelim became tomei, the tumah the rabbanon was a mashkin. And then the rabbanon wanted to make a heker that you shouldn't burn tumah, because it's not really tomei. It's only tomei with the rabbanon. So you don't burn it. You don't eat it, because it's tomei the rabbanon, but you don't burn it. That's only by tumah's mashkin on this kelim. Avol nitmu mach masheretz, but if they got tomei min haTorah from masheretz, then nitma tocho, nitma gabo, nitma gabo, nitma tocho. There's no difference between inside and outside. It's tame through and through. The iso gadaitach tumas mashkim, but tame kelim deoraisa, mali nitma machas mashkim, mali nitma machas sheret. And if you hold Rabbi Huda holds that mashkim are matame kelim in haTorah, then what's the difference if they became tame machas mashkim or tame machas sheret? Both of them are tuma deoraisa. So it should be either all tame or not tame at all. Why does the only way you can make a difference between sheretz and mashkim if mashkim is only matami the klima the rabbanon?
Then the Rabbanim made a hecker that you shouldn't burn truma. So they said, only the outside's tamei, not the inside. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chosav Rabbi Yehuda. Enachanami, Rabbi Yehuda had charata. He did hold at some point that Tumas Mashkin is Deoraisa, even to the tamei Kalin, and he had charata from that. That's not, it's only Matami Oakland, it's not Matami Kalin. Ravina Amar Laolam Lohoder. Hobe Mashkin Aboy Machmas Yodayim, Hobe Mashkin Aboy Machmas Sheretz. It depends how the Mashkin got tamei. If Mashkin got tamei, not from somebody tamei, but from Stam Yodayim, the Rabbanan would gozer tuma that if a person has hands he didn't wash, even though he's not tamei. The hands are tamei, and they're Matami Mashkin. Those Mashkin are for sure only tamei the Rabbanan. Because the source of their tuma is only a din d'rabban. That's where Rabbi Yehuda said that mashkim that were metame machmas yadayim are only metame the outside, not the inside. But mashkim that were really tame min haTorah, min haSheretz, they're metame even kalim min haTorah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Mara says yichachi avetani b'med dvorim amurin shenitmu machmas mashkim. Liflag listening be dido. But medvorim amurim be mashkin aboy machmas yadayim. Of a mashkin aboy machmas sheretz. Nit matocho, nit magabo, nit magabo, nit matocho. Ela mechuvarta kedesh shanina meikor. Moses can't say that. That Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik between mashkin that are tamei midrabanan or mashkin that are tamei deoraisa. Because that's the case. Why did the Gemara say that's only by mashkin? But by sheretz, if the thing became Tomei B'Sheretz, it's Tomei completely, say a bigger chiddush. It's only if it became Tomei from Mashkin that became Tomei from Yodayim. But if it became Tomei from Mashkin that became Tomei because of a Sheretz, then the whole thing is Tomei. Why do you have to go to tell me the case of Sheretz is Tomei completely? Tell me there's even a case of Mashkin that's Tomei completely. Since the Gemara didn't say that, the only case it could tell me where it's completely tamei is the case of sheretz. Memela, it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda is not mechalek between all mashkim and no mashke, whether it's tamei min haTorah or tamei mid rabbanon, is what's called mashke keas, is matamei kelim mid oraisa. So obviously at charata. What mikor chosav Rabbi Yehuda? Right? What?
So who's the
other Rabbi Shimon? So that's a shiloh. What who he holds like in the end. But Lamaisi had Charata completely. Shaila now, does he hold it with Meir or is he holding it with Shimon? That's the Gemara's question. Ibayilu. It's the Gemara's question. Mikalim Huda Hadarbe, Ava Ba'okhim Krib Yosef Reb Shimon Svirale. So now that Rabbi Yehuda had Charata, he holds that Mashkim are not Matame Kalim Min haTorah. Does he hold that Mashkim are not Matame anything Min haTorah? Not even Oakland? Right? Or does he hold like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon that at least Oakland it is Matami Min haTorah? Does he hold like Reb Meir that it's not Matami anything Min haTorah? Or he holds like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon that it's not Matami Kalin, but it's Matami Oakland? Or Dilma Lagamri Hodder Baker Reb Meir. So now we're going to bring Raya's one way or the other, but that's the Shiloh we have now. When Rabbi Yehuda had Charata, and nobody holds now that Mashkim or Matami Kalin Min haTorah, does Rabbi Yehuda hold now like Reb Shimon or Reb Yossi, or does he hold like Reb Meir? Rashi. Omar Mar, Reb Yehuda Ober, Gabi Sotik Mashka L'Tamei Achirim. L'chol Tomei Afilu L'Kelim. If you have a Sotik, whether a Mashka was Matamei Kelim or not, or Oklim, it's all Sotik Tomei. Why? Because he holds Midoraisha, Mashkim or Matamei, Min haTorah, everything. Kelim and Oklim. Al Mavada Nigiyasa Matame Kalim Midaraisa. Mashma, that if we for sure, it surely will be Matame Kalim. Midatamir and Sveka Didur, since Sotik is Tame, it only can be Sotik Tame if Lamaisa Tikvara Tach should be Tame in that Torah. Shiesa Machorai in the Tok, Shirin Lishamishma in the Tok of Machorai. Kalim that are fit to be used inside and outside. Marzufim Shalor. Marzufim are saddlebags, Sakim are made out of wool or hair, goat hair, and marzufim were made out of leather. Shenitbu b'mashkin, the tumasim lav deoraisa l'kelim. Right? If they became tomei derech mashkin, then it's not min haTorah. It's only rabbanan. The rabbanan u'degazer b'hu mishum mashkin zrava zrava shem ravatuma. The rabbanan said that all mashkin are matame kalim mid rabbanan, because there are mashkin that are matame kalim that are ravatuma. Mashkin hazav, a spit or other body, what's it called, the fluids of a zav or a zav. But the Rabbanim, when they said it's Matame the Kalim, they made it special. So you'll know it's not a Tumah Deraisa. Shinit Magabo lo nit matocho. The outside became Tame, the inside's not Tame. Ki heichi deledu dehach Tumah la Deraisa. So you'll know that this Tumah is a Tumah the Rabbanim, because Deraisa, there's no difference between inside and outside. To lo lesar po le Tumah the Kachim. You shouldn't burn Truma and Kachim because of this Tumah, because really it's Tar. It's only Tumah in the Rabbana. Because I'm reading the Bechoros, Beidusa Shalchizki Aviakas. Aba Machma Sheretz, the Tumas and the Raisa. But if the Mashkin became Tumah, let's say, what's it called, if the Kalim became Tumah, Derek Sheretz, the Sheretz touched the outside of the sack. Then it's Tumah in a Torah, then there's no difference between the outside and the inside. Where it says, Chazer bo Rabbi Yehuda meid leo, Rabbi Yehuda et charata. He doesn't hold that mashkin were matame kelim in HaTorah. He had charata from that. Hobe mashkin aboy machmas yodayim, she gosru chachonim tumo shnios al yodayim stam, the gosru aleim she yitamu mashkin lios tchila, vahid rabonanu. And what's it called? Ravina said, no, I have a better territory. Mashkim that only became Tomei Darabonan, those Mashkim, if they're Matame Kalim, are only Matame Kalim halfway. But Mashkim that became Tomei Daraisa from the Sheretz, those Mashkim are Matame Kalim both inside and outside. And Rabbi Huda didn't have Charata. He holds that Mashkim that are Tomei Min HaTorah are Matame Kalim too. So, the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why didn't you make the Chilek between how the mashkin became Tomei instead of between mashkin and sheretz? Ella, better to say the Rabbi Yehuda Charata. So, I hochi, the Tomei aval, nitmu machma sheretz, the lashkach, nitma kabo, nitma toko, ella benogo sheretz atzmo, vishmaim afilu mashkin. Why did the Gemara have to find a case that it's completely Tomei by sheretz? Tell me a bigger chiddush. It's even completely Tomei by mashkin, if they were Tomei, they're ice. Elamai must be, that's not true. Aba ba'ochlin krebiosi rushim in spirele. So now there be Yehuda had charata. And he holds that mashkin are not matame kalim, okay, min haTorah. Does he also hold that mashkin are not matame ochlin? He had charata completely. And mashkin are not tame deraisa, like Rabbi Meir. Or no, he still holds mashkin are tame deraisa, but they're only matame ochlin, not kalim, like Rabbi Yosi rushim. This mashkin matamim ochlin medoraisa, Reb Meir, domer lo mitame afilo ochlin ela medorabonan. So that's the shaila we have now. Does Rabbi Yehuda, after the charata, hold like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon, or does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Reb Meir? And that's what we'll learn on Sunday.